Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Happy Wednesday. Hope everybody's having a wonderful afternoon. You're not stuck in I-4 traffic. And if you are, why not join our show? 407-447-2145 is the call-in number. I'm all for people taking airtime away from me. I'm about it. The less I have to talk, the better. Anyway, Magic are in action tonight. They're getting set for a 7 o'clock tip time tonight as they will visit the Washington Wizards. And if there's one team that I think has frustrated the Magic over the course of the last 6 years, one team that has bamboozled them, one team that has really had their number, I think it's safe to say it's the Wizards, right? Is there a team that has had the Magic's number more than these Washington Wizards? If you have one, I'd like to hear it. 50857 is the text line. That's 50857. Anyway, the Magic begin the front end of what is a back-to-back tonight. It's also in a stretch of games that includes seven teams under sea level. That started the other night with a loss in Memphis. It will carry on to tonight. So not only is it at Washington tonight, it's a back end of a back-to-back tomorrow night against a Cleveland Cavaliers team that just romped the Toronto Raptors, ran them out of the gym. And then you got 2 days off. You get set. You welcome in Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks for what should be a fun basketball game. That's a Hawks team that's putting up a lot of points now, that's playing better. And they might have the second-best rookie in this draft class in Trae Young and the way that he's been playing. We talked about it the other day, why he's been impressive. We'll carry it into today's show as well. But just also a reason why today's game is so big when you're playing this Washington Wizards team. Not only is this Wizards team entering tonight's basketball game 28-39. Yeah, that's 11 games under 500. But they're 12-20 inside the Capital One Arena. A loss tonight loses the season series against them. That's a big deal for a team that is still in the playoff hunt, believe it or not. They're 3.5 games back in Miami today. You lose to them tonight, they get closer to the herd. And you want to keep people away from the herd. Because you know what happens when animals get away from their herd? Bad things. Bad things happen. They get eliminated from the playoff chase. So anyway, we'll talk about that. Also, a few notables. Aaron Gordon, who was listed as questionable with a rib issue heading into tonight's game. He is available. We are still wondering about Wes Iwundu, who did not practice yesterday due to a toe issue. So those are all the kind of ancillary things I had coming up for today's game. But it's never too early to secure your tickets for the 2019-20 season. With a full plan, you can enjoy every Orlando Magic home game all season long for as low as $12 per game. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/tickets to get your full season plan today. Okay, because Cody and I love to speak in hyperbole and we love to overanalyze everything, here's what we have for you today.
What's trending now?
If anybody would have said, with 14 to play, we'll be one game out, we all would have been happy. Absolutely. With that. And yet, let's face it, it'll be, incredibly disappointing if we don't make the playoffs. Incredibly. And it's the same thing. We have to play better. I think like most jobs, the challenge never goes away. We have to play more consistently. We have a way to play where we've shown we can go anywhere and play against the better teams. But I think that where people, they'll say, well, how can you win at Boston and then lose at Cleveland? Well, you don't understand this league, man.
So one of the amazing things about Steve Clifford, if you have not heard that snippet, that is from this week's rendition of the Orlando Magic Pod Squad. Remember, we talked about it on yesterday's show. That dropped today. They had a candid conversation with Magic head coach Steve Clifford. It runs about 35, maybe 36 minutes after I got done finishing up today. But the amazing thing about this is that Steve Clifford is right. That if you looked at the Magic schedule at the beginning of the year and you looked at the team that they had coming back, I'll tell you what, if this team got the 35 wins and they missed out on the playoffs, you would have felt really good about where they were. Why? Because that would have been a 10-win improvement from the prior year. But now it's almost like you're playing with house money, right? You look at the schedule and you look at everybody that is kind of looming ahead and you say, man, if this team doesn't at least get the A seed, what in the world happened? Wheels just fall off the train? Well, expectations change. And, one of the great things about the dynamic of our crew on this show is I am notorious for being like the ultimate pessimist, right? Like I see everything in a negative view. Dante is the ultimate optimist. He sees everything positive. And then we got intern Cody, who's just like level-headed. Gets it, does not ride the highs, does not ride the lows. He's just like even keel. But, you know, sometimes when things happen, and yes, I'm overanalyzing Sunday's loss a little bit to the Memphis Grizzlies, that I look at it, and now this three-game stretch, specifically this back-to-back with Washington and Cleveland, might be your season right here. And yes, you can say, but what about the other five games that reside on this homestand? What happens if you lose to Washington, Cleveland, Atlanta? What happens if you only win one of those three? Or what happens if you lose tonight in Washington and you allow them to get closer to you? So that is kind of where we're at. That is what we're posing on this show today. 407-447-2145 is the call-in number. The text line, as always, feel free to chime in. If you're stuck in traffic, I mean, I don't recommend texting and driving, but if you got a quick thought, if you're paused, send it. 50857, that's 50857. Is this three-game stretch making or breaking the Magic's playoff chances? Because I think it is. Look, this Washington team has had your number, and that's my number one today. This Washington team has won 19 of your last 23 basketball games when you have gone head-to-head. And not only that, this is a team that is still fighting for a playoff berth. We mentioned it at the top of this show. They're 3.5 games back of the final spot, which right now Miami occupies. And they're in the midst of a critical five-game homestand that got kickstarted on Monday. They already down the Kings. They'll welcome the Magic in tonight, day off tomorrow, and then they play a Charlotte team that I think is overwhelmed at the moment, I think is tired, and that'll be on the back end of a four-game road trip. So not only is it important that you win tonight's game, one, to kind of push Washington back and kind of push them further and further and further away from the three teams that are kind of competing for that A spot. But you lose tonight, then they get closer to you. And then what happens if they beat Charlotte on Friday? Then what happens when they play Detroit and Miami? This is a team that can win a lot of basketball games. My second thought is not only are you welcoming Cleveland in tomorrow, you welcome in Atlanta. And remember what happened the last time the Magic went back-to-back in Cleveland. Look, we have made a lot of assumptions about the way that this team played prior to the All-Star break, right? Everyone remembers they had that five-game run where they reeled off. They looked like a playoff team. They were playing their absolute best basketball of the campaign. And during that run, numerous people said it. Dante said it on this show. I said it on this show. They had their most professional win of the season. They went to Milwaukee. They won a basketball game. Then on the back end of a back-to-back, they romped an Atlanta team that had been playing better. Now, if you can't do that against Cleveland in Cleveland, where I thought they had their most unprofessional basketball game, you have to do it tomorrow night. Because if you can't do it against those two teams, Cody ran the numbers, and I thought Cody did a great job of this. But combined, those two teams have a 17-51 road record. If you don't beat those two teams, Cody, that's your season right there.
No, and we just got a text. I was just about to bring it up. They disagree with you that this is the season. But recognize the fact that you've got to take these three games because this is, as you mentioned, a Washington team that is trying to surge back into the playoff picture, not far out from the Magic and not far out from that eighth seed. And you just talked about it. You've got two teams coming in that are among the bottom three in the Eastern Conference to start off that homestand, 17-51 on the road. You've got to take care of business in those games. No bones about it.
So I guess my follow-up question to that, if this is not the campaign, as if this is not the season, then where does it lay? Yeah, you have the homestand. Yeah. But what if you just split that homestand and Miami goes on a 4 or 5 game run? Then all of a sudden, you're a little bit further away with maybe 8 or 9 games left to go. Things get really tough to catch up if you're 2-3 back with 8 or 9 left. That elimination number gets a little bit smaller. It gets a little harder to catch. And so that's why that if you can reel off 3 straight, and this would be an impressive 3 with the way that these three teams have been playing, then you absolutely have to go and get it. You absolutely have to go and make it happen. And it starts tonight with a Washington team that has frustrated you. They have had your number over the course of the last couple of years. So what say you? 407-447-2145 is the call-in number. 407-447-2145. Text line is 50857. Cody, I'm interested. If you don't think it's these three games, where does it lay for you?
Well, I didn't say that I necessarily didn't think. Okay. This person on the text line didn't. I'm looking a little bit ahead, not, you know, past opponents or anything, but the start of next week.
That road trip at the end of the
week. It's inarguable that you've got to take these home games. However, next week, Philadelphia at home to close the five-game homestand, Miami in Miami, second night of a back-to-back, and then Detroit, Indiana, Toronto. This five-game homestand, you've got to come through. But it can't be downplayed that then you've got to go snag a couple of those games as well, because you can't count on other teams losing. You've got to take care of business and put wins in your ledger.
Look, going back to that comment that we had by Steve Clifford that played off the top of this show, that the expectations have changed for this Magic team. It's not so much just winning basketball games and building for next year. It's that you're looking to make this season memorable for a franchise that has not been back to the Eastern Conference playoffs in a long, long time. And so regardless of how you look at the schedule, regardless of how you look at snippets in it, that's what it's all about. The expectations for this team and the timeline of this team has changed. And it's a lot of fun, and the games are starting to get more intense. They're starting to get more like a playoff atmosphere, and that's all we can ask right now. All right, we are going to duck at a quick break. When we return on the other side here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, we're going to be welcomed in by the one and only Dennis Newman. He's up in D.C. as this Magic team closes out what is a short two-game road trip, Memphis on Sunday, Washington tonight in our nation's capital. But just a reminder, be there live at the Amway Center with the Magic host, the 76ers, Monday, March 25th at 7 p.m. Cheer on your team as they make a push for the playoffs and battle Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, and the rest of the Sixers for one of the biggest games of the season. You can still get your tickets now at OrlandoMagic.com to see the Magic and the Sixers. All right, guys, we'll see you on the other side.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Orlando Magic fans, be part of history during our 30th anniversary season presented by Advent Health, and celebrate with us at Amway Center.
Threw it right to Ross. Look out, showtime. T-Ross to the other end. He'll climb up high and throw down hard.
See teams like the Philadelphia 76ers, New York Knicks, Atlanta Hawks, and so much more. Be there live when players like Joel Embiid, Dennis Smith Jr., and Vince Carter come to town. Buy your tickets now at OrlandoMagic.com. It's pure magic. Magic.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Hey, welcome back. Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center rolls along. We're just a little bit under an hour away from the Magic and the Wizards getting set for what is a 7:10 tip-off tonight inside the Capital One Arena. Don't worry, we still have a pregame show coming up for you that tips off at about 6:32. Brandon Kravitz will have that for you on Magic Tonight coming up here on 96.9, but we do have the rest of Magic Drive Time to figure out. We do have the rest of some time to kill. And one of my favorite people to talk to is, I think, one of the favorite people that everybody here in Central Florida loves to listen to, and that is the one and only Dennis Newman as we go up to Washington, D.C. Dennis, how's it going, my man?
Hey, B, it's good. You're too kind.
Oh, you know, I try. Well, Dennis, I will tell you what, I kind of need to pick me up after Sunday's basketball game. You know, you and I talked about that off air. It was a frustrating one to lose, no doubt about it. But it was also, you know, for me, I've only been here 5 years, so I've not experienced what a playoff game is like. But atmosphere-wise, intensity-wise, I have to think that's what it's like, right?
Absolutely. For me, it was. You know, it's funnier, and I talked to a couple people, and one or two would agree with me, and one or two didn't. I just felt like that throughout that game, that it was just a completely entertaining basketball game. Well played. He had some mistakes on each side, but well played, and both teams very much into it. I thought for 48 minutes and a good finish. For me, the intensity is somewhat, you know, the playoffs is a whole different animal, but I thought it was similar to that atmosphere.
Well, it certainly helped that, you know, Nick Vucevic, I thought he battled all night long. I think he ended up with 26-10. But, you know, one of the amazing things that I thought about at the end of that basketball game was, we know how much these players love playing for Cliff. One, they know that he always has his back, and they know that he's always prepared. But I thought for the first time the fan base really got to see how he goes to bat for his teams in that post-game press conference. You know, nobody likes asking those questions to a coach after something like that happens, but I thought we got a peek behind the curtain of how much Steve Clifford is willing to go to bat for his teammates.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And I would agree with you. I think these players, not only do they like having Steve Clifford coach them, but I think they greatly respect Steve Clifford as an individual. For the reason you said, I think Steve has shown me just in the year he's been here, and I knew Steve when he was an assistant with Stan the years in Orlando, Orlando, but you know, you learn a lot more about a guy as a head coach. But this guy is brutally honest with his guys. I mean, there's no question. He'll tell them when they've done well, and he'll tell them when they're not doing well. And you know, I think the bottom line for a player, I think most guys, not all, but most, appreciate that from a head coach, that they want to know when, you know, it's not the way it should be, and rightly so, and I think the other way around too. So yeah, there's great respect for this team right now for its head coach, and let's hope they can all get into the playoffs and enjoy that.
Well, I hope so. They're only a game back today entering Miami, of course occupying that eighth seed, but a lot to do. 14 games left on this NBA schedule for this Magic team. They turn the page tonight to a Wizards team that, look, there's no doubt about it, over the course of the last 5 years, has really had this Magic team's number. Tonight's game is not only big just to get wins, but it's also big because, look, this Wizards team's still playing good basketball, but also, you know, we talk a lot about the head-to-head series and how those tiebreakers affect right now this Wizards team with a 2-1 ledger against the Magic. This is an important game from that aspect, and also to just kind of push them further and further away from you in the standings, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that latter point might even be more significant if you can push them out. This would be a real blow, I mean a severe blow, I believe, to the Wizards' playoff hopes tonight. They've still got a trip coming up that's a very difficult road trip. You know, and they're back in the standings as it is. They've got to come by a couple of teams. So this is a big game, as it is for the Magic, but even more so, I think, for the Wizards here at home. But as you mentioned, this has been a difficult place for the Magic, this team and this building. Magic have lost 13 of the last 14 times they've been in this building. So they're going to have to turn some mojo around and somehow dig one out here on the road.
Dennis, how different have things been for them with Bradley Beal running the show? We saw them in early January without John Wall, but it seems like they are so comfortable with Beal running the show for them.
It looks that way. You know, I noticed that today, and I don't think I knew it like I did after I looked at the numbers. This guy does so many things for him. You think of Bradley Beal as a shooter, as a scorer, which he is. I mean, top 11 in the league, averages almost 26 points a game. He does a lot of things, sneaky good defensively. I mean, he leads them in deflections, one of the league leaders in deflections, so he's playing defense for him. Loose balls recovered. He's second in the NBA and going after balls that hit the deck. He just does a lot of things to energize this team. I think, you know, we were talking about respect. I think these Wizards playing with Bradley Beal greatly respect this guy as their leader, and rightly so. I mean, the numbers bear it out. And then, how about this, AB? He leads the league in minutes played. So you know this guy's carrying a big burden, and he's, what, playing 38 minutes a night.
Yeah, and it's crazy how much they've kind of altered their team on the fly. Remember, when they had John Wall at the beginning of the year, they ran everything through the two of those. They lost him. Then they also send out Otto Porter midway through the year. Now they get back Bobby Portis as well as Jabari Parker. And I will tell you what, Dennis, I am impressed with the role that Bobby Portis has played for them so far.
He's played very well. There's no question. 13 games. He's averaging 16 points a game, 9 rebounds a game. And it seems like he and Jabari Parker have almost re-energized this Wizards team. You look at them, they're playing a little bit faster. And they had already been playing pretty quick pace. You usually do when John Wall's leading the way. But now without Wall, these two guys have come in and kind of upped the ante a little bit. They're playing quick. And they're playing well. I mean, they're doing a pretty good job here coming down the stretch, but they've got to win quite a few games, I think, to come from where they are in the 11th spot as they go in tonight. What are they, 2.5 back of Orlando and now 3.5 back of that 8th and last spot?
Absolutely. Washington, 28-39 on the year. You mentioned their home ledger, 20-12. It's almost impressive what they've been able to do inside that arena. But for a Magic team, you know, we kind of talked about it in the first segment. You know, so many people have made comments about this stretch in the schedule. You know, it's 7 teams under 500, really an opportunity to make some headway. It started against Memphis, who's playing much better. But I kind of look at it, this back-to-back is crucial. Dennis, you know, we talked about it in, what was it? It was the end of February when the team went on that run. They won at Milwaukee. They had a very professional game the very next night in Atlanta. To me, you have to have a similar scenario tonight. That was the only time, really, we've seen a team put together a professional effort on the back end of a back-to-back. It has to start tonight with a good effort because you know Cleveland is playing so well on the back end of this that this one becomes very important.
Well, I don't think any of these players on this Magic roster or any of the coaches on the Magic coaching staff would disagree with you. I mean, you know, from now on, I mean, it's every night. There's no question. There's just no margin for error. You've got, what, 3, 4, 5 teams chasing those last few spots. You've got to win. And it's Steve told them this, what, 2 weeks ago now, and I stand on it. I've repeated it so many times, but they're not going to give this to you. You've got to earn it, and you can't expect teams to lose for you to get in. You know, you've got 14 left. You're going to have to win a lot of those games, and a lot of those games on the road in difficult places to win to earn a playoff spot. It won't come any other way.
No, absolutely not. Right now, talking with our very own Dennis Newman, Magic and Wizards getting set for what is a 7:10 tip time tonight inside the Capital One Arena. Our pregame show with Brandon Kravitz is a little bit under 10 minutes away. We wrap up here in a matter of moments. But all right, Dennis, you know, another guy that I know that you have great respect for on this Wizards team is Thomas Satoransky. Kind of just talk about how he affects everything tonight.
I do like Satoransky. I've always liked him a lot. And, you know, you look at the numbers, and there's nothing that really, you know, grabs your eye. 8 points a game. He's playing, obviously, a lot more minutes now with Wall out. He's starting all these games. But I just like his command of the floor. I like the way he moves the ball. I like the way he gets it to his teammates. He's big at 6'7". I like big point guards like that. So he's just been, you know, a nice piece for them, and especially with Wall down. And this is a guy, I think, Aaron, you're going to see him draw a lot of attention in the offseason. This is a guy in the last year of his deal here, and I know they'd like to keep him right here in Washington with the Wizards, but I'm sure he's going to get a lot of different teams looking at him and his skill set.
And it's going to be very interesting with their cap situation, too, because it doesn't get any easier. All right, Dennis, last question for you. Any update on Aaron Gordon as well as Wes Iwundu heading into tonight's basketball game?
It sounds like both of them are ready to go. You know, I don't think either one of them are 100%, but both of them told Steve that they're ready to go. On the Aaron front, I think Steve, he mentioned to me when we talked to him about 20 minutes ago, all they've asked of Aaron is be honest with them. If it starts to hurt, if it starts to get to you in the game, you got to come out because we just don't have that margin of error with you out of a lineup for too long.
Absolutely.
Tonight you can live with it, but you can't have him out of the lineup for many more than one or two games coming down the stretch here with 14 left.
Especially with that game against Cleveland looming tomorrow. Hey, Dennis, thank you so much for taking the time and joining us. We always appreciate this, man.
Anytime, Aaron. Good to talk to you again.
Absolutely. Magic and Wizards set tonight for 7 o'clock. Magic tonight is just around the bend. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place.
Our Magic never compromise on the court. And Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/go magic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Boy, duh. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.